What do these cold temperatures mean for our wheat? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So what about these cold temperatures that have been hanging around since Saturday night? And how are these cold temperatures, the wind, and the moisture affecting the wheat? To be perfectly honest, I don't think there's an easy answer to these questions, and I'm not really quite sure what to tell you. This is because there's so many factors affecting how this cold event is affecting our wheat. One is the wheat growth stage. I did look at quite a bit of wheat on Saturday to better understand where the growing point is on the wheat plant. For some of the wheat that I looked at, the growing point is right at or just right above the soil surface on the main stem. For other wheat, the growing point is still below the soil surface. In addition, the growing point of many of the tillers is also still below the soil surface. Many times you'll hear me refer to the K-State Spring Freeze Injury to Wheat publication. That publication shows that wheat that is just starting to joint can be injured with temperatures of 12 to 19 degrees. At the jointing stage, the injurious temperature is 24 degrees for 2 hours. Now, the one thing that we don't really have good research on is sustained cold temperatures for several hours. And I just don't know how that's going to play out and how our wheat will be affected. We are also coming off of several days of warm temperatures. Now that warmed up the soil, and so that heat is radiating up from the soil surface to help ward off the cold temperatures. This can play a role in how much residue is on that soil surface and how thick the canopy is. So as you can tell, there are many factors. The growth stage, the length of the cold, the soil temperature, the amount of residue, the canopy of the wheat, and just how cold it gets, that are all going to be affecting how the wheat will respond to this cold snap. I do think that we will have burn on the leaf tissue, leaving it that bronze color when we warm up. It will look very similar to how some of the wheat looked early this last week. To know the full effect, we're going to have to wait 10 to 14 days. We're going to be watching how that wheat continues its growth and greens back up, and we're going to be splitting stems to look at the growing point to see how healthy that looks. Now, to switch gears real quick, I also want to let you know about a webinar that we have going on Thursday evening of this week from the K-State Ag Econ Department. It's being held at 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. The topic of this week is the effects of COVID-19 on land values with Michael Taylor. You can sign up to attend this webinar at agmanager.info, or you can sign up on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also have the Spring Freeze Injury to Winter Wheat publication posted on my website. Now, I know there's a lot of uncertainty going on with these cold temperatures, and we're really kind of in a wait-and-see type of situation, but I'll keep you informed on what I'm finding out in the field. If you have any questions on this, you can give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs. You can also drop me an email at jfalkjones@ksu.edu.